This is the program for Wednesday, March 2.
It's Tom Morgan coming down in 3, 2, 1.
It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. You know, the amount of oil and natural gas this country has is too great to be calculated. Coming next. Hello, it is Tom. I mean it. We cannot accurately calculate the amount of oil and natural gas this country possesses. We do know this much. Our own government admits there are supplies enough to cover our needs for 200 years. And government estimates have always been extremely conservative. Here's a good example. In 1995, our government experts said that there were 150 million barrels of oil in North Dakota. 150 million barrels, 1995. Today, maybe 24 billion barrels. That's 160 times more than government officials first estimated. 160 times more than government geologists estimated in 1995. Some geologists, they should get their degrees back or their money back for the degrees they got from their colleges. Meanwhile, we have discovered and already tapped into so much natural gas that we've brought the price down 70%. Price of natural gas down 70%. That's how much we've discovered and brought to the surface. We have found enough natural gas to last us 200 years. And that's only with today's technology. Future technology will undoubtedly discover more. Future technology will undoubtedly use natural gas for vehicles and other activities we now use oil for. We have so much oil and so much gas in this country, we truly cannot accurately calculate it. More after this wee pause. If you have $100,000, $500,000, $1 million or $2 million in investments in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, managed money, send for Tom's questionnaire and find out how you're doing, or how well you should be doing. Call 1-866-225-4334, 1-866-225-4334, or do the questionnaire online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again, and you think that you are absent-minded? World-famous writer G.K. Chesterton boarded a train and headed off to give a speech. But where was he supposed to speak? He got off the train and wired his wife, "Where ought I be?" And she wired back, "Home." This is Tom, as in Morgan.